Okay. All right. We'll start off with a prayer.
Father, as we come to you today, Lord, we thank you for this day and we thank you for the blessings that you have given us. Lord, we pray today that you would be with those in our community that are hurting. I pray, Father, that you would grant them a comfort that cannot be comforted. I ask, Father, that you would be with our commissioners today again, Lord, that you would grant them a wisdom from on high. And we will thank you for it.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will call to order the Taney County Commission meeting February 23rd, 2015. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks? I don't have any.
You think that's unusual because I don't, or what?
Okay. Accounts payable.
Motion for approval of accounts payable checks 343044 through 343102. We got journal entries for paper. We have a transfer from Road and Bridge for work completed. It's to Road and Bridge for work completed for the transfer station. We have a correction in here for journal entry professional services line. We have a transfer to Road and Bridge for work completed for commission. We have a transfer to Road and Bridge for work completed to the park board. There's two projects for that. And the rest of this is just notes for notes on here that are for the corrections.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I don't know where the other two are that we got to sign. They'll be in your folder somewhere.
Okay.
We'll have to sign three of them.
They're in the box.
Okay.
We have next approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have next on the agenda approval of distribution of national forest funds.
Counties. 25% of the money that we receive goes to Road and Bridge. 75% goes to the schools. That is all found in Chapter 12.07 and 12.09. The percentages are based on the number of acres that lie within the National Forest by School District. If you follow that down, you've got, for instance, Bradleyville School, R1, has 34,000 760 acres that lie within the National Forest. That gives them a 52.5298 percentage of the amount that we received. We received $151,283.86 that goes to the schools. I mean, I'm sorry, that's a total. $113,462.90 is what gets distributed to the schools. Last year, they received $170,985.60. The reason for the difference is there was a federal law that was not re-upped. Congress did not reenact it. It did away with the Title III money. It also changed the amount of money that we received to pass through to the schools. So that's what the decrease is for. We are still holding Title III funds in our account now. At this time, we don't know how to distribute that Title III funds because the process for distributing Title III is no longer a part of law. It has changed. So I've got to get with the Department of Agriculture to figure out what to do with those funds. It may be that we just have to return it to the federal government. It may be that they allow us to distribute it to the schools, which that would be my hope, but certainly it will be the call of the federal government because that's where that money comes from. This distribution is done no different than it has been every year for the last 12 years. Those percentages are determined by our GIS department. Our mapping department has a map of the National Forest. Also, they have a map of the school districts. That's where we come up with those percentages from. I would request that you go ahead and vote for this today so that we can get this money out to our school districts who are always in need, especially this time of year.
The distribution then would come from a check from the treasurer's office. Is that the way you do that? And then what about the road and bridge monies?
He transfers it to them.
Just transfer.
I would have to ask Melanie what her procedure is, but I'm sure that's what she does.
Okay. But it's after our approval that we just
Right. I've already done a preliminary for her, and she has it. She confirmed this morning that she received the money in, so this is no longer preliminary approval. This is an approval.
Okay. Motion for approval of this distribution of the National Forestry monies.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And I just wanted to note for the record that Patsy Alexander just joined us. She's with our GIS department. She has worked diligently throughout the years to establish these numbers for us. And just want to pass that thank you on to their department. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Septic service agreement, next on the agenda.
Morning.
Morning.
This is the agreement that we had discussed, I believe it was last Wednesday, with the beginning of the 2015 septic tank pump out program. This agreement would basically reaffirm the expectations and the program requirements between Taney County and Warman's Enterprises, LLC. The prices to be charged to the county for the pump-out service will be the same as it was in 2014. Basically, there won't be any changes to how the program was administered last year. Frank Cotty, county attorney, has reviewed the agreement and approved it as to form.
Motion for approval of the septic tank agreement between Taney County and Borman's pump out service.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Data sharing agreement.
John Suti, does he have to sign that now?
Usually what we do is Shanna has those upstairs.
All right.
The gentleman signs them and she gives me a copy back.
All right.
All right. Okay. Hi, Patsy.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm here to get the... We had a revision in the data sharing agreement with the Taney County Sewer Department, and I'm just here to redo that.
Okay, you've got the... sewer department agreement down there. This is an agreement, and I brought this up at the sewer board meeting about whether we're the parent entity for these. The way I understood this, this was the Corps of Engineers, the city of Branson, that initiated this, but it, did it fall on Taney County to be the authorized?
Well, we're not, we're actually doing just a our own flight with the data sharing agreement. This was with just the sewer department. They were going to help us, help in this flight to benefit from that also. And it's just a general data sharing agreement to share data back and forth like we do with other ones. But there was a revision from Frank Cotty in the agreement because we'd already had it signed and he wanted to change something. So I'm just back here to have it reapproved.
Have it reapproved, then. But then there is, I thought there was shared expense with the city of Branson, the Corps of Engineers, and the sewer department, the county, the Corps of Engineers, and the city of Branson. I thought there was five.
We don't necessarily have a shared agreement, but we're just, each of us are taking our own cost and doing a flight, but we'll be sharing all that data together between all of us.
Right.
And we already have an agreement, data sharing agreement in place for that.
Okay. All right then.
Yeah.
So that... That's what I was asking.
Right. There is one in place that's been there for
right.
A while.
The percentages that was to be just divided up for each one of them. So, if you need a motion to accept the data sharing agreement, so moved. I'm going to make that motion.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. All right. Have a good day.
Guess we'll recess for 3 minutes. We have MoDOT scheduled for 9:15.